Hello, my name is Michael Archibald, and this is my presentation as part of the 2011 Business, Politics and Sport Unit run at the University of Canberra. Today I'll speak to you about the possibility of the AFL banning exotic betting on all matches. Just an overview of the presentation. Firstly, I'll look at the current gambling scene within Australia, and especially the AFL, the role of the AFL and the gambling agencies, and the partnerships they have in place. The government's role in trying to ban exotic betting. We'll also look at some of the issues around this and then the possible solutions. So firstly, an overview of the current gambling scene within Australia. Gambling has become an inherent part of Australian culture from the beginning of European settlement. In the beginning, it was mainly horse racing, but has since expanded into a number of forms of gambling, including lotteries, poker machines, and now gambling on sporting events. Over the past 3 to 4 years, sports gambling has seen a massive boom and is now a major part of most sports. With an increase in sports betting has come the revolution of online betting, which is causing a big concern throughout the country. Naturally, as sports gambling has evolved, so has the number of bet types available for sports punters. No longer can you only bet on the simple win and place. Punters now have the ability to bet on almost anything you can think of. First scoring play, first gold scorer, most golds, most possessions, last scoring play, and quarter by quarter are only a few of the options available to punters these days. These new betting forms are often referred to as spot betting or exotic betting and have been making headlines throughout the world recently due to its association with corruption and match fixing. With the introduction of something like exotic betting or ball by ball betting, there has become macro opportunities for corruption. The AFL has recently seen a number of high-profile examples of players being caught up in corruption scandals. Heath Shaw and Nick Maxwell are a high-profile example, where Shaw was suspended for 14 matches, 6 of those suspended, and fined $20,000 for sharing a $20 bet with a friend on defender teammate Nick Maxwell to kick the opening goal against the Crows in Round 9 at odds of $101. Maxwell was sanctioned $5,000 and a further $5,000 suspended for recklessly disclosing inside information to his family, which led to 3 account bets totaling $85 being placed on him to kick the first goal of the match. This was picked up by the AFL due to the odd nature of money being placed on Nick Maxwell, as he has been a defender his whole career, and just goes to show that the AFL are on top of these betting plunges. There was also money had been placed on defenders Matt Maguire, Brent Guerra and Daniel Merritt to kick the first goal of games early on in the year. These massive betting plunges are evident that the leaks are still happening with the AFL, and in Merritt's case, he eventually did kick the first goal at whopping odds of $100 to $1. So as you can see, this is not very beneficial for the AFL and for the gambling agencies, who are losing quite a bit of money out of something like this. Because of these examples of corruption and match fixing, the Australian government has come out on the front foot and are looking to put in place legislation that would ban all exotic betting in Australian sport. Independent Senator Nick Xenophon has been the driving force behind this push, with the hope that banning exotic betting will be able to maintain the integrity of sports in Australia. But is this the right thing to do today? Let's take a look at the evidence by firstly looking at the relationship between the AFL and the gambling agencies. Betting and AFL go hand in hand. Last year, over $300 million was invested on the AFL. Betting agencies also provide the AFL with significant amounts of money. Over $2 million is invested in the AFL from various gambling agencies, as well as sponsorship of major radio stations and TV networks which cover the game. Teams are also sponsored by betting agencies, as well as stadiums, such as the MCG and Telstra Dome. So as you can see, both parties are a win-win. The AFL is attracting punters to the game, as well as increasing their revenue, while the betting agencies are getting mass exposure and increasing their profits from people betting with their particular agency. It's interesting to note that of the 18 clubs in the competition this year, only 3 of them do not have any connection with the betting agency, which highlights the significance gambling agencies have in the sport. Betting agencies have seen an opportunity to place themselves alongside elite sport, and nobody has quite yet realised just how shocking these consequences may be. Sports betting conglomerates contribute millions of dollars to the AFL alone and are a vital cog in the revenue flow of the league. It would be naive and potentially damaging for the AFL to ignore the massive sums of cash on offer, which is why both the AFL and gambling agencies are fighting hard to save their current relationship. The AFL is very much aware of the potential benefits as well as the potential damages that could be associated with that could come with an association with gambling agencies. Over the years, the AFL has been a leader in terms of anti-corruption protocols in sport, boasting an integrity services manager and intelligence coordinator. The AFL currently has the most stringent measures in place around bet types that are allowed, and the agreements with wagering operators allow them to determine any form of bet that may be placed, as well as allow them to track the betting returns for any unusual activity. The AFL also enforces strict regulations on its players, coaches and officials regarding gambling. Rules state that a player, coach or official is not allowed to bet on AFL matches, nor provide inside information that may affect betting odds. With respect to inside information, the AFL's regulations in dealing with inside information clearly states that no inside information pertaining to a team could be divulged privately. The rules state in part that a person must not disclose or provide any information, advice or opinion to any other person about the team's playing in any match, including actual likely composition of the team, player injury, form or player statistics outside a bona fide media interview. But is it possible to stop all match fixing and corruption? The AFL and gambling agencies believe that the mere fact that players are now being caught and that the AFL is aware of mass betting plunges shows that the system they have in place is currently working. The AFL has taken a proactive policy of keeping bet types in the hands of bookmakers and that are registered and can produce betting trends at the drop of a hat. Bookmakers also declare that having a legal agreement with the AFL and other sports to detect betting infringements was clearly working, and that to ban exotic betting would leave the sport powerless. But despite all this, we are still seeing a strong push from both the independent Senator Nick Xenophon and the Sports Minister Mark Habib to ban exotic betting. Xenophon is concerned about the AFL welcoming these gambling companies, the sports betting agencies with their millions of dollars in sponsorship, and the clubs that have done deals with them. You can't watch a game AFL without being bombarded with ads and encouraging you to gamble, telling you the odds, and the AFL should have known the inevitable consequences. What we are seeing is an all-pervasive culture of gambling, where friends and relatives are tipped off about certain games, about certain events in games, which is concerning for the sport. Although most codes have taken some action, is it really worthwhile to ban all exotic bets? The government has received a number of recommendations from the Coalition of Major Professional and Participation Sports, which created a paper that has three major recommendations for sporting organisations. Firstly, sport-specific national legislation, which carries severe penalties for cheating in connection with betting. So there is planned to have up to 10 years jail for someone found match-fixing. Also, the possibility that sports can veto exotic spot bets that they think are at risk of corruption. And the Victorian Sports Betting Act is adopted across all states and territories, meaning all betting agencies have integrity agreements with sports. The government believes that without national consistency on these issues, we simply don't believe that our government are taking this issue seriously enough. We are very supportive of the Victorian legislation and believe that it should be looked at as a national approach. On the other side of the argument, we are seeing an increasing amount of uproar from the AFL and betting agencies. Alan Eskander from bookmaking firm Betstar attacked the NRL's decision to ban a majority of their exotic bets. He said he would rather have market forces dictate what punters wanted. By sending these bet types underground, you lose control over them, and before you know it, you'll have illegal bookmakers setting up businesses with no restraint, no access to ledgers, and no audit trail of who backed who and when. Although AFL boss Andrew Demetriou is concerned about gambling could have on the game, he admitted that the league does not intend to sell it to ICS betting agencies. The latest indiscretions were picked up due to the current mechanisms in place with the betting agencies. Setting up an integrity program to detect these breaches was an important step to check inside information and prevent the situation of more serious forms of corruption. Without this legal setup, exotic betting would go to the black market, and that would cause a significant threat to the integrity of the sport. If we banned exotic betting, it would push betting underground, and our integrity policy would be toothless. Laws at every level have not kept up with the changing nature of sport, and the government must play a big role in controlling of betting regulations. It is important to get the regulation right and in a balanced manner. that does not force people off into the black market or into overseas betting. Just to conclude, there needs to be a trade-off between the two parties. Government needs to work hard with all sporting bodies around Australia to set in place common legislation for all states rather than having their own. The push to rid gambling agencies from promoting the odds during telecasts and at games is definitely the right decision and should be pushed hard. But I feel that banning all exotic betting options could be more damaging than simply banning the obvious few that are causing concern at the moment. Problem gambling is becoming a major issue in today's society, but banning all forms would simply turn people into gambling in a legal manner, which would be worse for the sport. Sporting organisations, especially the AFL, need to think carefully before accepting any more sponsorship from gambling companies. Clubs that accept funds should have in place strong codes of conduct that protect junior sport and ban the promotion of gambling products by players and officials. It is good to see sports like AFL and the NRL that currently have strict codes of conduct, but they must continually work to ensure that the game remains fair. Although this new form of sponsorship has enabled the AFL to prosper into Australia's top sport, in order to maintain their reputation, they may need to downgrade the role gambling agencies play in the sporting landscape. The government has a duty of care to help. Gambling agencies play a big role in the survival, not just the AFL, but also local communities. There needs to be a balanced result with new reforms to ensure the best possible outcome is achieved for all. Thank you.